It's a tiny, it requires silver lining, the great escape for all of you. Tiny is as tiny blue, tiny is as tiny blue, tiny is as tiny blue, tiny is as tiny blue. Thank you.
this one from the first album.
Famous by Molly Ringwald,
And sometimes we like to call it a revolving meanwhile. So, ladies and gonzalez Sheila Gonzalez performing the Raleigh Meanwhile.
Montana.
somebody else. I'm in his wake, I'm sleeping on my bed, not the other hand now. Keep the wax, melt it down, pluck some claws, and swing around.
Thank you. Thank you.
to us, we have an account to a Hoover real fire. With a train track around the clearing of the world.
Thank you. Thank you.
use Roland Frank's catalog of music because it's country. Yes, some of you are like, oh no, please don't. But yes, we're going to, and we're going to dedicate this one to the ladies. It's called Harder Than Your Husband.
Thank you. this instrumental version of a song that happens to be one of the ones that people have talked about over the years as we've been doing this. A lot of people have asked about the song and wanted us to play it. And we played it in various different versions, but this time around we're playing it instrumentally, and it's one of the older tunes. As soon as I get this into it, we will get right to it. Is that your app making all that fantastic hits? Yeah. Good. Very, very lovely. Alright, this one is called Let's Make the Water Turn Black. Forced to clean it off with a chisel. So, but imagine hideous windows covered in what they call their newbies. That's a really fun thing to do as a band. But they also did these other things where they would pee in these mason jars that lived in their garage, and eventually they would open these up to discover weird things living in there, like catfish and stuff. So, that was what? Oh, you think it was Steve Vai that did that? No, not Steve Vai, but I'm curious as to why you think Steve would do that. Well, there's probably a thousand reasons why not, but anyway, we're going to bring out our special stunt vocalist, to help us out this evening, Mr. Pete Jones, come out to the stage, please. Do you like that? It was very groovy. So, I'm gonna hear this one. We've got a few things to move around in the show because you may or may not have noticed, if you have never seen us before, you might not have noticed, but if you have, Mr. Ben Thomas normally has a lot more energy, but he's under the weather. He's got a little bit of cold. So he's prepared to be for you. Part of the
Dr. Christmas Poo hit me. Mr. Hankey all in the throat.
Oh, no. So he's doing the very best that he can, but we moved around some things so
No fitting. I flog myself every night up in the dress. I just flog my back.
Alright, here we go. Let me just make sure this is more appropriate. One more question for the Bongo Fury record. Mr. Pete Jones is going to help us out with that. He's always got some type of cowbell theme song.
We have a better song for him tonight if you'd let us do it.
Do it.
Sheila.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played songs that made them parade. Guys like us, we had it rain. Friends for the day. No welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
We are all the sour and brave. Those were the days.
Yeah. You loved it so much you had to leave the stage, right?
Role reversal too.
Sheila and the girls are
different men. Yeah. See, that's the kind of stuff that happens on the road. You discover that you can do these things. They were joking around about it, and then you know they're playing it on stage. Why not? It's a little different than the "why not" that you were referring to about the peeing in the mason jars, but only slightly. Alright, you ready?
Yeah.
Rose House in East LA.
Wouldn't
I? Just
the white gentleman. Turn it to channel 13 and make me watch the River Tongue when it comes out. From the puffed and flabulent Mexican River Newsman, it's time to show the Panaka. Me by the faucet. Make me go break the F fingers. But with more hair. Make me kiss your dear guy's jewelry. Emboss me. Rub the hot front part of my head with original beats. Give me blast relief.
just back when it sounds like that song. Although, it does remind me of some of the music from Willy Wonka. Okay. Alright, so I'm going to give you guys a choice for this next song. We could play, and we'll select by the audience applause meter. We can play either I'm the Slime or Muffin Man.
Thank you.
I have this music school that we do called Muzilla, and he came to it a couple times, and we've done some playing together, and he's become a friend, and he's a great player, so we decided, since he's local to this area, let's have him come on out and join us. His name is James Holt, so come on up, James. James.
Thank you.
Jazz from Hell record, and then it was performed by the Ensemble Moderne on the Yellow Shark record. But if you're asking about what a G-spot tornado is in your personal life, then maybe the internet is a nice research tool for you.
What are you going to do? I think Chris Norton does G-spot tornado.
Oh, well, yeah. Is that on YouPorn or something? Yeah. All right, so anyway, we're going to play a piece of music called Strictly Genteel.